Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Finish it. Go hard.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, Old Dirty Show and T-Mill have the latest. And the latest is, you can hear the people. We're at the last stop, Clint. The last stop, baby. I know the name of it. We're at the last stop. Oh. Stop 11.
Cajun Craven.
I know it. It's sitting right there.
Oh, okay.
We're at the last stop of our Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Special. Clint finally has bugs right now, and
I messed around and ordered them spicy joints.
As he told you they was, and the Cajun Craven don't play around.
Holy
Make your
smokes.
Way on out here. They said they are Pearland's best, and we have heard really, really good things from everybody, and Clint is our connoisseur, and he is going to let us know here in just a bit what he thinks about these bugs here. But
we've on fire right now, boys.
There you go. He needs a second. We've had a good time here. Clint needs some milk, Tyler. We've had a good time here and enjoyed ourselves as always. Congratulations to Allie, our most recent winner. We have one more opportunity for you to win. Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, a $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. All right, before we get Clint's thoughts on the bugs, I do want to get some news out about the Astros. If you just missed it last segment, we let you know. Isak Paredes, who is not in the lineup today, he is getting a MRI, and he's getting it here in the last. What I got? This?
No, that water.
That water, you need it?
Yeah.
It's ice now, buddy. Somebody can fill that water up. I mean, he is struggling over here. That's going to make it worse. But
I just need some instant relief.
Just instant relief, right? Isak Paredes is getting an MRI. He has gotten it here, I'd say, in the last 15, 20 minutes or so. So we will. That's according to Joe Espada, the manager. We will, as soon as we get any information, let you know the latest on that. But that's where it is right now. Not in the lineup.
Spicing
and he is
up.
Getting. I know it is. It looks like it in your eyes. They're not playing around here. And that's where things set with him. Chaz McCormick. He, if you remember, got injured and is on the IL from a check swing. He was hitting off a tee today. Joe Espada said neither he or these nuts, Zach DiCenzo, nor Yordan Alvarez are hitting yet. It
these
is
nuts.
Unclear. I know it's tough. It is unclear whether Alvarez will accompany the Astros on their seven-game road trip next week. But him and DiCenzo not swinging the bat yet, and McCormick finally started to hit off of the tee today. So,
boy,
where we are injury-wise.
With the Paredes news, it sure would be nice to hear Yordan's coming back in the next 7 days.
Wouldn't it be?
Boy, I mean, I've been real. Like, I'll be honest with you.
Clint doesn't have a bat yet.
Well, out of sight, out of mind. But he just said
he said
it's unclear if he's going to go on that road trip. That gives me a little bit of hope.
Yeah, no, he doesn't have a bat yet.
Yeah. Well.
Well, this is not good.
Got to swing a bat. Got to at least have a bat in your hand in the next 7 days to get back here before. Hopefully he beats Paredes. Hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless it's nothing serious with Paredes.
I've just not thought much about Yordan given how well the Astros were doing. Like, hey, man, take your time, big fella. Now I need a little urgency here.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to say that. Could have been a little bit quicker back here if we'd have detected that he had a broken hand right off the jump. And
maybe.
And have him swing it for about a cool 3 weeks. And then, oh, shucks, it is fractured. But guess what, folks? It's 60% healed, so we can do with that. So, interesting situation. Chaz McCormick seems to be the closest, as he at least is swinging off a tee. I guess anything helps, even though the way, obviously, Zach and Yordan have been the more productive of the three. But anything helps at this point now.
But with Zach out and Dubon having to play third, right, Chaz would factor into that outfield situation somehow. Maybe not starting, but somehow into that rotation that they like to use. So, it would be nice to get any of those guys back sooner rather than later.
Yeah, so that's the closest it looks like Chaz is. The others with some injuries. By the way, Forrest Whitley, that chapter seems to be closed. He is now being traded to the Tampa Bay Rays for cash considerations. Damn, not even a player. He is traded. Just feel bad for him, man. And we are at the top of the line of a-holes that have just really had fun with old Forrest. And it's just so easy. But now I feel bad, and I really hope that he gets some semblance of the career he was hoping for.
Tyler should feel bad.
You
and Tyler should feel bad. I have not partook in the Forrest Whitley slander.
Good for you.
That's just not true. I just don't.
I called him Forrest Whitaker by accident. That was not funny.
Why don't you just drink you some more water there, Dirty? Why don't you just chill out?
I'm telling you, Tyler. I am. I mean, I feel like my lips look like Professor Clump. Well, they put some heat on these joints now.
I was going to say, well, how are they?
They're tremendous. I mean,
I know you're sucking heads, so you're getting all the juice.
I ain't missed a head yet. I mean, I am. They are really good. The flavor's tremendous. They're huge. They're juicy. I mean, they are really, really good. But I went ahead and said, hey, man, throw me a little spice on them joints. He said, all right.
You said, don't kill me.
I'd ask him not to kill me. I should have known that smile on his face. He's fixing to smoke me. We'll see you.
See you, thank you, Nancy.
They are really good. They are really, really, really good. Tremendous.
Good. Yeah, we've heard from at least our crew. Shannon and Steve said they're right up there with any of the ones we've had.
Yes, I'll agree.
Tour, and they,
I'll agree.
Have been to all of them.
I'll agree.
And you have too. So,
these are the biggest crawfish that I've had in probably 5 years.
Really?
There ain't just one big one scattered in here. They're every single one of them are damn near lobsters.
They got you the good one.
And here's the deal. Here's the deal. When you get big, I tell people all this all the time. Like, size is typically, like, the bigger the crawfish is typically not a good idea. Right? Because the bigger they get, the older they get, the darker red they get, and the harder the shell is. So it tears your fingers up. If you do suck the head, it's hard to suck the head, yada, yada, yada. Right, I know I'm making Larry and Stafford uncomfortable. I know that. We're talking about crawfish. These are very, very big crawfish, and they're not as dark and as hard as you typically they are when they're this big.
Pause.
I just don't. I don't know what.
Ron can't even look me in the eye.
I don't know.
Not as dark and long.
I mean, if you. Hey, I'm just saying, if you wanted to describe me, Clint, you could have just said Ron, man.
Dark and hard.
Well, you're not that
dark
tall,
and hard and this big.
I mean,
well, I mean, you know.
I mean, with a hook, if you wanted to describe
there
me.
There you go.
You just,
I mean, I was wondering why you wouldn't look me in the eye.
I'm coming up next.
Hey, that's right. 5 o'clock fire
we
for you,
right
there.
You're right. Let's get to the line.
I strongly encourage you to stop by the Cajun Craven and grab some of these crawfish because they are really, really good, no question.
And Jeremy Payton is leading off tonight, folks, and bat second is Yiner Diaz. Interesting enough, they're moving him up to the two spot. Altuve is the DH tonight. Walker is at first base. If you didn't catch that, Paredes is not in the lineup today. Myers hitting fifth, Cam Smith in right field, Melton in left. Dubon is going to be the one playing third base today, and Brandon Rodgers is going to be at second. I think Dubon's probably going to be the one that plays the bulk of third base today. which is fine. Defensively, I think obviously you won't lose much defensively. Now, Paredes is a big deal, guys. This is a guy who across the board leads the Astros in pretty much almost everything except for average. OPS, on-base percentage, home runs, RBIs. He has been a huge, huge part of this team, whether he hits second, whether he hits third, no matter where he is put in the lineup. He has been a huge, huge part of this team, and they're going to be without him at least for a little bit.
Yeah.
Right? And so this is a big deal, but that'll be one. And I ain't going to lie to you. I know you brought up the Yordan thing. Just looking at the lineup, it does look different. I mean, it looks, Cam Smith is quickly in that sixth spot, right? Yeah. It looks.
And has to be there, right? Somehow Dubon's still in the 8-hole, but okay, that's fine.
You surprised by the Yiner to the 2-spot decision?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, he is swinging it well. I think that's a play because he's just got a hot bat right now. They feel really good about how he's swinging at the last handful of games probably and trust him up there. So, yeah, look, I'm surprised just to see him in the 2-hole, but it makes sense. I tell you what's interesting when you look at this. And now, look, I know it's happened via injury. I get it. I know it's not happened all because of production. But when you look up, there was three guys that we talked about, Ron, before the season started, that for this team, for this year to be special, these guys had to take the next step. It was Jeremy Pena, Yiner Diaz, and damn near laughingly, Jake Meyers. And if you look at this lineup, they're batting first, second, and fifth, and Yiner Diaz is hitting damn near 250. Obviously, Pena's off the charts.
And Jake and Meyers Pena are hitting the best average of the
team. I mean, Jake Meyers is hitting 290 with a 739 OPS. I mean, it's crazy to think the jump that he's made this year, but it's been critical, and it will be critical moving forward. It's never been more important that he performs at a big level than it is right now. Him and Yiner Diaz both stepping in with the big bats out of the lineup that are.
All right, so that's it as the Astros get it going again tonight without Isak Paredes for the first time.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, the NBA Finals moved to game 4 tonight. Thunder Pacers in Indy. Pacers have a 2-1 lead right now. And it feels a bit of a surprise that it is going this way. But how do you see this one going tonight? To me, I think we're going to go back to OKC tied in this thing. I think Shea gets going. I think they have a better game plan in this game. To me, I'd be more surprised if Indy takes control of this series and goes up 3-1.
Yeah, I mean, wild. It's wild, but
I think Shea goes off tonight.
I do too. I think Shea goes off. It's wild, but I still think Oklahoma City's the better team overall.
I'm not ready to relinquish
that. The question tonight is: can that tempo and pace that Indy is their identity? Can that take its toll on OKC? And that is going to be an absolute game changer if it does. But I don't think it does. I think OKC handles business tonight, gets it to 2-2. And gets it back to OKC.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that I think we'll see a difference is because Clint, we talked about a lot of things. There's a lot of things in this game that happened in Game 3 that was kind of surprising. Ben Mathurin going off for 27.
Yep.
The bench scoring almost 50 in that game. T.J. McConnell going crazy. But the other thing was Oklahoma City has shown to have one of the best defenses we've seen in the game in years. Like they have been, the Pacers out defended them in that game.
Yeah.
That was the other part. Like Nembhard and Nesmith, the trouble they gave SGA. Like I know Chet, if you look at the game, Chet had I think 20 and 10. Chet had 13 in the first quarter. He didn't do much of anything. And then the final possession, Miles Turner's blocking him at the 3-point line.
Yeah.
And then blocking him at the rim, and they're the ones who got the stops. And not OKC. I think OKC returns to that stifling defense that we have seen in this game. So that's a big shift to me that happened. Maybe the biggest surprise in the thing that happened in this game. So game 4 coming up. I know Adam Silver and company are desperately hoping that this thing goes to a game 4 in OKC. And if they're able to win this thing, Clint, I think they completely take control, back control of this series.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, the U.S. Open is hell again, as you know that course. And Oakmont, and really any U.S. Open course is, I mean, the rough is ridiculous all over the place. 3 under right now is the lead, and this is falling from yesterday. And there's some big names, like Brooks Koepka is at 11 at 2 over. So, I mean, this thing is jumping down. There are some big names. I think Rory is going to miss the cut in this thing. And Scottie Scheffler, who had been one of the hottest players, was flirting with it. I didn't see where he ended up today. I know Jordan Spieth just is going to make the cut. The leaderboard right now is Sam Burns, J.J. I laugh because I was listening to In the Loop earlier today, and Reggie, who's in the building, called that man J.J. Spurn earlier. J.J. Spahn and Thomas Dentry are tied at 3 under. Adam Scott may be the biggest name at even that we see here, but this looks like this is going to be a tough day. And Clint, I don't know ratings wise if this thing is going to be big this weekend, because you just got a lot of guys of names that you don't really really know, I don't think Scottie Scheffler is going to make the cut.
Yeah, he's plus four.
Or is he plus four?
Yeah,
okay,
he's
may
plus
make
four.
It.
He'll make the cut. The cut is at six, right? So he made the cut.
Oh, there he is. I got you. Yeah.
Yeah, he made the cut, and that's the interesting part is, yes, he's at plus four, but the leaders being at three under, I'm sorry, the leaders being at, you got three guys at 3 under. I mean, you know, can Scheffler, the best golfer in the world right now, can he chase these guys down from 7 back with 2 rounds to play? They're definitely within reach.
You mentioned,
you got Brooks Koepka, who's not far back, but he's 2 over. The crazy thing is, man, is you got 5 golfers that are under par.
Yeah,
you literally got 5 golfers under par right now in the whole damn tournament. So anything's possible. Not the prettiest golf tournament where guys are just shooting lights out, but you know, as long as Scottie Scheffler and some of these bigger name guys are within reach. Look at Phil Mickelson right now. Mickelson at 4 over right now. Oh man! Look, Jordan Spieth 5 over.
Now,
yeah, you got some guys right there that can do some hunting on the next couple of days and make this thing interesting.
I will say, Tyler, that and Clint, that would be kind of entertaining if Scottie has a good moving day on Saturday.
Yep.
And then Sunday, if he's chasing that, we haven't really seen that a ton. That may be entertaining.
Yeah.
If but you're right. It could go either way. Some of those leaders could just have one bad hole and they drop a bunch of shots. But so could Scottie. So could some of those guys that are on the chase there. So potentially it could be a fun.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Weekend here at Oakmont here at the U.S. Open. All right, coming up as we continue, D'Amico Ryans is doing something clearly different from his previous 2 years as a head coach. We'll tell you what that is coming up next.
Live from Cajun Craven on Beamer Road, it's the Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit, supported by Academy Sports and Outdoors and Budweiser. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, baby, there we go. Having a good time here. Everyone is happy around here. They've really enjoyed themselves. They're fired up around here. They're having a great time, especially right in the middle of the spot. There's just, I mean, the happiness. They're jumping on the tables.
Yeah,
and that middle row right there, it is a great time being had here on our final stop here.
You're going to get hard.
You might get there is what could happen. We're here live at the Cajun Craven having a good time out here. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. You can come out here and watch the Astros game. There's TV right there at the bar and in a couple of spots here in the building. So come on out and have a good time and enjoy yourself. Maybe the Astros, maybe the finals you want to check out, you can do that right here about to call it the wrong thing, here at the Cajun Craven here, right here in Pearland. So come on out and have a good time. And enjoy yourself. You just put down them bugs?
They were. They're I
good.
Did.
Second half. There you go. Second half. You need
very good.
A couple of breaks. Yeah.
Very, very good.
You survived it this time a little bit better, you look like. You were more prepared.
Well, it didn't hit me until the first time. I was getting real aggressive with sucking them head. Mm. Yeah. And the spice didn't hit me until I put them down. And then I was like, uh-oh, I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
I want to give that sausage a whirl.
Yeah? Yeah. No.
I don't.
No, just the crawfish.
You said it.
I did not. That was out of context in a different day, I believe. All right. Clint, the one thing that really stood out to me that was really different, we went to camp, and I'm telling you, I think it's a great thing, and it's something we've talked about. I didn't know for sure how much it should be a change, but I do think it should be a change, and that, Clint, is we're seeing a different D'Amico Ryans when it comes to his approach to the offense. And this is just what we see, Clint. We don't know what the meetings are like. I would imagine maybe that's different, by the way, what we're seeing on the field. But he just seems to be much more involved on what's going on that side of the ball. We're seeing him over there much more than we used to. Matt Burke, they're letting him, you know, handle the defense. Not to say he's never over there, but he seems to have a lot more attention, eyes, and interaction there on that side of the ball.
Look, I think it was, you know, I think it was clear that with Bobby Slowick and the OC, and really more importantly, with D'Amico Ryans being a first-year head coach, first 2 years of being a head coach, the defense had to get right. I think he delegated, you know, offensively, hey, man, do your thing, and I'll take care of the defense. And I think as he self-scouts, I think he looks back and says, you know, I put the entire mentality of the offense in the hands of my offensive coordinator, and probably neglected that a little bit. That would be my guess. And now it's clear in firing Bobby Sloak, hiring Nick Caley, it's clear that D'Amico Ryans is not going to allow, you know, somebody else, a play caller that's never called plays, to dictate the mentality of his of that side of the ball, right? And it looks like he is going to be fully aware of what's going on, you know, during every practice. He's going to be fully aware of who has the level of physicality that he wants, who has the ability to communicate the way that they need to communicate, and he's not going to be caught off guard the middle of the season when they can't protect the quarterback of what the hell's going on, right? So, yeah, I think I've been saying it, you know, all offseason is you know, we can talk about Nick Caley, we can talk about Bobby Sloak, we can talk about CJ, all these different. The reality of it is the mentality of how the Houston Texans play offensive football should be the same year in, year out, regardless of who's calling plays and who has the offensive coordinator title. It should match what the defense is doing from a swarm physicality standpoint, from a communication, being held accountable on a daily basis. That's just the reality of it, and I think that's what D'Amico Ryans is up to this year.
And to me, Clint, clearly what we watched, we don't know the details, although details started to slide out last year. There was clearly something up disconnect-wise with their important pieces. Their offensive coordinator, their quarterback, there was something off communication-wise. We're hearing that it's a one-man show and people are trying to make suggestions and those are going on deaf ears and stuff. There was clearly something up over there, and it looks like D'Amico's like, all right, that is something as the head coach I can't allow to happen, so much so that it potually maybe derails my offense. So it looks like he's jumping into that right from the jump. And it's something you learn as a head coach, I'd imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other part of that, too, is we're talking to Aaron Rabel over here during the break. I don't think he ever did not trust Matt Burke. But I think 2 years of Matt Burke being on the sideline with him now, I think he probably feels extremely comfortable handing things over in OTAs and mini camps to Matt Burke, the defensive coordinator, and being able to wander down to the other side of the ball and make sure that things are being handled the right way down there. So it's, I mean, the timing's right. D'Amico's got to get it right. And he's got a guy that's a defensive coordinator that the day-to-day stuff he probably trusts at a very high level. And has 2 years of experience of watching him. It's not a shot in the dark, right? He has 2 years of hands-on experience of working alongside of him, to where he's probably pretty confident in that part of it as well.
Yeah. So, I think it's a welcome sight, and it was something we clearly witnessed, Clint. And it really was evident to me when you look at the offensive line. Man, that seemed to be, of all the spots on the field, that seemed to be where we saw him a lot. He was down there. I mean, not just watching far away. Like, he was right in there, near drills, watching stuff. To me, it didn't seem like he was trying to overpower
right.
Popovich or Nick Caley. But he is clearly saying, "Nah, man, I'm not just going to be from afar." And him down there, you could tell, that it's just naturally going to make you pick up your game.
Absolutely.
And focus.
Absolutely. The head coach's presence, you feel it, you sense it. It's strong. It's powerful. A good coach. And I'm talking a you know, cleats in the turf kind of deal coach. They don't mind if the head coach is down there watching them.
Yeah.
They don't mind if the head coach is looking over their shoulder. I'm going to tell you right now, I told you before, I ain't going to tell you I can do much, but I can hit a baseball back in the day and I can coach a quarterback. I don't give a damn. Bring whoever you want when I'm coaching a quarterback. Just don't allow them to get in my way. I would love for them to be there. Not one bit intimidated. Don't care one bit. In fact, I'm glad you're there. I want you to see how good of a job I do, and how detailed I am, and how I coach with a sense of urgency. I'd love to have you there, right? I mean, so the good ones don't care that D'Amico's there. This is all about D'Amico knowing before it comes a problem what the hell's going on with his team.
Text line coming through, Clint. How much does it really matter if D'Amico's down there, isn't it really about what Nick Caley can do with the offense?
No. No, it's not. Sure, that's an important part, but that's not what we're talking about here. I said it earlier. I mean, the way the Texans play offensive football from a accountability standpoint, from a standard, like when you come to practice every day, what is the standard for the offensive line? When you're in individual periods where you're working techniques and mechanics, what does the standard look like? When you're communicating as a group of five and it's, you're in a scout team situation where all you're doing is communicating and align and assign type stuff, you know, how detailed are you? How when you're communicating, you know, is there a sense of urgency? Is there a clarity in the communication? Like all of that does – I mean, D'Amico can't depend on – Nick Caley or whoever the next offensive coordinator is to make sure that's right. That has to be a D'Amico Ryan's Houston Texans way of doing business. Is we're going to be physical, we're going to be accountable, we're going to have great chemistry in the, particularly in the O-line room, in the D-line room, in those rooms where there's three, four, or five guys that are playing at one time. We're going to have great chemistry. We're going to be accountable to each other, really across the board, but definitely in those rooms. That has to be a D'Amico Ryan's thing, not a Nick Caley thing. You know, if Nick Caley doesn't work out and in 2 years you fire him, it can't be because the offense didn't communicate well and it wasn't physical and half of them didn't show up to training camp until it was a week before the season started to get their wind right. Like that has to be fixed by D'Amico, not Nick Caley. So I Nick Caley's important. The X's and O's are very, very important, no doubt about it. But, you know, it's not Nick's job to come in here and set the tempo from a physicality standpoint. It's not. Now, Nick may end up being a guy that can do that. I don't know. But right now, what I do know is D'Amico Ryans has the X factor, the intangible, to set the bar, set it high, and then motivate guys to meet it and exceed it every single day. We've seen it with his defense.
There were major issues on that side of the ball that seemed to stop you from getting to where you wanted to get last year. You had a good season. You were 10-7. You won another playoff game. But there were clear things throughout the season that seemed to stop you from getting there. It would make sense that the head coach would then say, well, let me be more involved in whatever those things are.
Well, I'll give a perfect example. And again, I've been critical of Dalton Schultz, but I think this is something that I think stands out to everybody. Like, I don't think D'Amico Ryans is going to get to week four, whenever it was we played Minnesota last year, to find out that his tight end can't block a defensive end 1-on-1. And then allow the offensive coordinator to keep going back to the well and doing it again and again and again and again. Like, D'Amico Ryans is going to know pretty before the season starts, hey, man, put Cade Stover in that position or put Dalton Schultz in that position, they can get it done. Or, hey, OC, stay your ass out of protections, any protection, got a defensive end on one of our tight ends. They can't handle it. They can't do it. Like, D'Amico Ryans found out a lot of that stuff, and I don't know this. I'm speculating. I'm guessing, but I feel pretty confident about it. D'Amico found out about a lot of that stuff in real time last year.
Instead of being involved in it.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
On a weekly basis, day-to-day basis. And that is a change that you wouldn't be surprised to see. And it's a change that I think it should be. Now, as I said,
it's where D'Amico's at in his career. I mean, look, the defense is established. The winning, the culture, the standard is established. And now it's time to
I don't think that he needs to get to, hey, this is what I need you to call here.
No, that ain't what this is about. That's not what this is about at all. This is about, you're watching it. I said it earlier. It seems elementary. It seems almost high schoolish. But hey, man, if the O-line, if you started a drill a period off, and it's a team period, and the first four plays are garbage because you didn't communicate or you didn't see something, do you just move on, or does D'Amico Ryan step in and go, no. Wait, one MF in a minute. This ain't what we do around here. Yeah. I guarantee you if the defense did it, he would.
Yeah.
Right now, I think if the offense did it, he will.
All right, coming up as we continue here, we're going to hook somebody else up with a $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. So if you have not signed your name up in our raffle, you might want to do so before we get that done, before we get out of here. Coming up, Tyler will do his best to get off the schneid again. 0 for 6 last night, but today's a new day.
Son of a bitch!
He'll try to win some money. and something you ought to be feeling a lot better about. Trust our eyes. You'll be feeling a lot better about with the Texans. That's coming up next.
Live from Cajun Craven on Beamer Road. It's the Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit, supported by Academy Sports and Outdoors and Bud Light. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back. As we've had a great time here today. Yes, yes, we've had a great time in our final stop. The Cajun Craven is a fun spot. I got to come here again.
The top rate show in the city.
You're damn right. Not only were the bugs really, really good, oysters were good, wings were good. It was all around a fun spot. Great crowd as well. Shout out to everybody who stopped by. We had a lot of fun here today. It's a good time. And listen, we're here till 6, but this is a good place to get your Friday night started. You still get you some bugs. TV's all over the place. I see some people starting to fall in a little bit for dinner, and you can watch the finals. You can watch the Astros, obviously, tonight right here, and it'll be a good spot to do so here at the Cajun Craven. Come on out and have a good time. Still do your thing as we had a good time. Congratulations to all our winners who took home some $25 gift cards to Academy Sports and Outdoors. And one shout-out to the entire staff here, as you guys have done a great job taking care of us. So we appreciate you, as well as Shay, our promo staff, who always has done a lot of heavy lifting on this 610 Crawfish Circuit. We appreciate you. Our engineer, Aaron, who kept us on the air it's always a fight. It can be a fight keeping us on the air. Also keeping us on YouTube and Twitch as well. Shout out to Tyler holding it down back at the station, as he always does a great job there as
Tyler,
well.
Tyler, so why don't you get your butt out there sometime and sweat like they do?
What about Steve and Shannon for making 11, baby?
Steve and Shannon, 11. And they went out there and bought 11. 11. Balloons,
yeah,
right there, baby.
Number 11, big number 11.
An hour and a half today, man. They said about stop two. We're gonna come to every one of them. I'll be honest with you. I said, man, I ain't gonna come to all these things. Not everybody going. Somebody gonna fall through. Hell, I said, hell, me and Clint ain't gonna come to all 11 of them.
Hell, I missed one. Tried to miss about three of them.
But they came. Hey, I forget which one it was. But they was cutting it. About 4:35.
Yeah.
And we said.
He had to work.
You know what? I shouldn't have brought that back up. Now, Steve.
Yeah, see you over there talking. Man. Steve said he's minding his own business, and he's right over there getting hammered.
But Steve's sitting there. He knows she made y'all late to the last one. But anyway, it's been a fun thing going on with us throughout the day. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access. Maybe the next punt returner, kickoff returner, Braxton Berrios will join the fellas on Texans All Access. You get to hear from him. As well as Area 45, that's following those fellas, 7 to 11, the best sports show at night. Best sports show at night here in Houston. I just want to make sure I add that at night. Because I know that I know they like to cut that off, sports show. The best late night sports show. I hate you, man. God, stop.
Was that Creighton?
Yeah, that's him. Every time he does it, every time.
Sean Bajani, with Creighton tonight.
Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton, and Chris Santiago. They have Area 45. They have it after Texans All Access. And then, of course, here in a couple of minutes, we'll see what we can do. Tyler has got best bets. And, you know, God love him. He comes in with confidence every time. He may go 0 for 6 or 0 for 5, but he completely, like a good cornerback, forgets that last touchdown.
Got to have amnesia, bro.
You do, man.
Whether it's great, whether it's a big day or a bad day, man, you got to have that short-term memory, man. Move on to the next.
Before we do get to that, I want to give, and I said this a little bit earlier, I want to give a shout-out to Titus Howard. I'll tell you, just watching him, now we'll see once they start hitting, but just watching how he has decided to embrace, all right, I'm going to be a guard. I'm going to be a guard, and I am going to give every single bit of effort to putting myself in the best position to play the position. And his body has changed. He looks bigger. He looks like he can now sustain that position for 17 plus weeks. And when you got a veteran like that who's already gotten paid, who is now closing in on his next contract, and he got paid as a right tackle. And we remember, Clint, he had on his Twitter that he recently got himself off of, but he had on his Twitter, I'm a right tackle. Remember he put that up on there? After
right
that
tackle for the Houston
right team. Tackle. Right tackle. Made that very clear. Go from that guy to say, all right, man, I'll take it. I'll be the – because this don't work on all the stuff they're doing if he doesn't embrace that.
Yeah.
And so we haven't seen what he's going to do on the field and hadn't seen them hit yet. But I got to give him credit for being that great of a teammate and a guy that says, all right, I'm going to embrace this and go after this. So shout out to Titus Howard for that.
Yeah, look, I think just big shout out for what's gone on the last handful of years, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. You know, I think that's staying positive in that light is pretty solid.
That, yeah.
I'm excited to see Titus Howard play right guard. One, we hadn't seen him play right guard. Two, I think the powers that be have seen Titus Howard play multiple positions, a lot of football, multiple positions at this point in time. And so looking at it, it's like I do wonder, I hope this is the case anyway. I hope this isn't hey, we'll just move Titus down because it'd be one answer to the guard position and then we can find some tackles. I hope the thought is, hey, man, we really like Titus Howard at guard more so than tackle. Like, I hope that is...
You know, you're saying this ain't a necessity move and this gives us the best chance.
I hope the powers that be have watched a lot of Titus Howard and said, hey, we feel like the best spot for you is to put a little weight on, go through the offseason working with a different approach to the game, and which is guard, not tackle, and on the right side where you belong. And let's spend an offseason prepping you for that, and we feel like that could be the best position for you. Not just, well, Titus is an answer at guard. Let's put him
all
there
right,
and move on.
That. Yeah.
So I'm hoping that the way that they've handled it screams that's the case, not the latter. So we'll see.
Shout out to him. We'll see it. I can't wait to see him in pads and him going up against guys like Tim Settle and Foley Fatakasi and things like that from that right guard spot. All right. Tyler, this week was 0 for 5, 3 for 6, 4 for 5, and yesterday 0 for 6. Let's see what he could do with his bets. 32%, no chance to get to the green, but that doesn't mean he doesn't try to get some wins tonight. I would imagine, Clint, he doesn't have space for you. That's just me, so I would get that in your
That'd
head
be
right
correct.
Now. Yeah,
I got some max bets out there tonight.
I was thinking about whether I wanted to get in or not, but I guess that lets me know.
Nah, man, all these X's I'm seeing on here, that does not look like somebody who's got room. All right, where are you going? Let's make some money or
try to.
Let's not lose some money tonight. How about we do that? Let's make some money, not lose some money. Let's see some green tonight. and really kind of get this thing going for next week, because obviously this week is completely lost.
Yeah.
All right, what's the best bet?
Like we said earlier, I mean, you folks out there, your drive family, you might just want to fade these. Might be the way to go. I don't know. But I do feel pretty good about a couple of these, at least. Six best bets for you. Game four of these NBA Finals between the Thunder and Pacers. Four of these six are player props. First, I got the Pacers plus +7 tonight. I teased that a little bit. I think the line's closer to six or so, but I got Pacers plus +7 at minus -127. I think the Thunder win this game tonight, but it's going to be a close one. Next,
the Thunder are 7-point favorites in this game?
No, I think the normal line's like six, but I teased mine up.
Yeah, I got you. All right.
Yeah. Okay, so next I'm on the under in this one. I also teased this one to 228, under 228. I think the line's closer to 226.5, 227. Here are your four player props. The Bald Mamba, a.k.a. Alex Caruso, gig him. Over 9.5 points, we hit on that last game. Chet Holmgren, the human stick figure, real-life stick figure, under 8.5 rebounds for him. Hit that bet a lot this year. SGA, he is going to go over that big point total. The MVP goes over 33.5 points. And then lastly, Halliburton, over 5.5 rebounds for him and the Pacers. Those are your six best bets. Do you love any of those possibly?
I love the Halliburton over 5.5 rebounds. And SGA, I'm with you. I don't know that I would have the balls to put money on it, but I do believe he is going to have a big night. At the very least, he's going to put up the shots put himself in position to get 34 points tonight. And I like Alex Caruso, because there is no way he is going to let TJ McConnell outdo him the way he did in this game. Those two hustling sons of bitches going head to head. There is a mini series between those two dudes. And maybe Caruso's dad might fly out there and stare down TJ McConnell's dad and out beer drink him. And that'd be a hell of a side portion to this. So,
rock the hell out of that headband, Caruso.
Yeah, he is. He might take it off to let you know how serious he is. All right. Texans All Access behind us, Area 45 as well. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. Everybody here, great job. It's been a lot of fun.
Have a great Father's Day, boys.
Thank you. Yes, you're right.
Thanks, bud.
And
thanks,
happy Father's Day to all the fathers out here as well coming up. I am Ron. The show, as always, Houston. We love you, baby.
There's treadmill over there, man. Took my ass out. Coming up.
Did you wipe it down when you got done?
Hell yeah, I did.
That's because you're a good person.
I shouldn't have.
I worked out twice in the building this week. I ain't wiped it.
Yeah, I watched you.
I
watched you the other day.
You didn't see sweat one?
No, I saw sweat.
No, you didn't. That is a lie. That is a bold-faced lie.
It is not.
That is a bold-faced lie.
Coming up next.
Some folks don't have manners.
Nick Caserio.
Mama Sterner, you need to teach us.
I didn't know he could lie that good.
This is the most lie that will. This is the most that we have heard about Christian Harris.
He just correct my English.
That's
Have a good weekend, good golf, good tennis, or whatever makes you happy. Marvin Zendler, Eyewitness News.